Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is 347 EST by Klaatu, a 1976 release on Capitol, catalog number ST11542.
So this album comes from the local record store Tracks on Wax, and I actually got it on this most recent record store day. But it's an album that I've been looking for some time, ever since a friend of ours gave us this box made out of the cover of this album. And I was like, what is this Klaatu and what does this sound like? So I immediately looked it up and had a listen and decided that it was something that we should definitely have on the podcast. So Flissy, do you want to tell us what this album looks like?
Yeah, so it does make a very attractive box because the very front of the album is this big sunshine. And on the back of the box is a big planet, like taking up the center of the cover on each side. And so there's like this, you know, the front of our box is this big sunshine. You can see a little bit of the border of other stuff on the album on there. But the on the cover, it says Klaatu above the sunshine. And then beneath the sun, there's some toadstools, a little mouse, a butterfly, looks like a little garden, and there's some little like illumination sort of border around that illustration. And then the same sort of, bordered illustration on the back with the planet and the garden at nighttime. And then it does have the track listing on the back. Not all releases of this album have the track listing, but ours does.
All right. Well, do we want to get to our first track?
Yeah. What did you pick?
So I picked the song Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, and that is the first track on side A. Flissy, what'd you think?
I really like the nature sounds at the beginning. I can see how the artist maybe took some inspiration from that first track for the artwork on the album. And this is like definitely different than the kind of music I would normally listen to. It's like very, to me, it sounds very prog rocky. There's a lot of layers of things going on. The music changes tempos and qualities several times over the course of the song. It's got some cool harmonies, especially like some like call and response with the vocals, and like some funky synthesizer sounds in there. It's pretty interesting. But you know, when we were I think we found this on Tidal, I think, after we figured out what the album was from the box that we got. And I was like, wow, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, yeah, it's interesting, as you mentioned, like the sounds at the beginning. I mean, you know, different bands have done different things at different times with like the needle drop and dead wax portions of the record. But I think it's kind of interesting that it sounds like it's somebody walking through a forest and then like putting on a record. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of meta, I guess. But I like it because every time I, you know, a lot of times at night, like when we're going to sleep, I'll put on some music. And I, you know, we have this like bedroom that's like this loft area above like our living room. And I just play music from downstairs and it's sort of, you know, you can hear it upstairs. And sometimes I'll put on this album and like all the time you'll be like, what is that sound? Is there someone inside the house?
It's true. It's like, did we leave a window open?
But yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I mean, this song, it's like as soon as I heard this first song, I'm like, oh, we gotta have this song on the podcast, because it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's got like a very interesting sound to it, and I guess the lyrics are about, you know, trying to make contact with friendly extraterrestrials, and I feel like it's kind of got this like sweet sentiment to it, but it's, you know, it's wrapped up in this sort of like epic sounding like anthem-y type song. So it's, I don't know, it's just
it's definitely interesting.
Yeah, definitely weird, not sure what to make of it. But yeah, I'm, you know, I was kind of, you know, surprised when I heard it. I was like, I can't believe I never heard of this band before, or like, you know, I don't know who they are, but this seems, you know, really good. So what can you tell us about Klaatu Klisi?
Well, you may not have heard about them because they are sort of shrouded in mystery, but they were founded by John Walashuk and Dee Long in 1973. And then shortly after that, I think maybe in 1975, they were joined by drummer Terry Draper. And they recorded this album in Toronto. It was produced by Terry Brown, who most notably is producer for Rush. So if you hear like a little bit of the prog rocky thing in this album, there is a connection there. And the beautiful illustrations on the album art are by Ted Jones, who did the illustrations for several of Klaatu's albums. And as I mentioned on the beginning of the podcast, not all releases of this album have the track listing. And in fact, it's like Klaatu's thing to not give any individual credit to anything on their releases. So they had, I think, a three album contract for Capitol. And during that time, each of their releases, it just has Klaatu. All the songs are produced and written by Klaatu. There's no photos of the band. And they also refused, during the time they were under contract, they didn't do any live performances. So, this all, like, all of these things about their anonymity contributed to this rumor started by a Providence Journal reviewer who claimed that the band was actually the Beatles. So, I could see that. Like, I feel like that calling occupants of interplanetary craft definitely sounds like it could be some psychedelic drugged out Beatles.
But yeah, I mean, what I think is interesting, I mean, you brought up a clip, I guess it's on YouTube, of the drummer Terry Draper talking about calling occupants of interplanetary craft, which we'll have a link to in our show notes and you can check out. But what's interesting to me is that I don't think they did this on purpose at all. It's just they thought that, I guess, that they weren't very interesting individuals, or, you know, that they didn't really feel like drawing attention to themselves. It wasn't that they were trying to, like, create this mystique, it sounds like.
Yeah, not at all. It sounds like the two founding members, John Walashuk and D. Long, it sounds like both of those were pretty shy guys, and they really, like, they weren't interested in being part of, like, the media circus around being in a band, and they really wanted the music to speak for itself, and they just, yeah, they just weren't interested in being recognized as individuals. They just wanted to put the music out there. But, yeah, they had this, right after the release of this album, there was this huge rumor that drew a lot of attention to their music. And during this time, they were working on recording their second album in the UK, and they had, like, kind of no idea, like, how big this Beatles rumor blew up. And then the track that we just played, The Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, the year after that was covered by the Carpenters. And I'm sure, like, you know, partly due to the like awareness of their music by this rumor, did that get airplay? The cover did. So it's all kind of very interesting that there was this big rumor that happened. And I think, like, unfortunately, that didn't really... It may have helped them out in the short term. Like, they definitely got a lot of attention immediately following the release of this album. Seems like that kind of carried on to their next album after that. But then it, like, seems like that, you know, after that, the rumors sort of fell away. And by the way, Klaatu always denied the rumor. They're like, you guys, we're not the Beatles, okay? Like, they always denied it. They never... they also denied starting it. They're like, we don't have anything to do with this Beatles business.
Yeah, but I feel like, yeah, eventually it seems like there was a backlash against it that, you know, people, I guess, didn't like feeling duped or something.
And yeah.
It sort of, it hurt them in the long run, I guess.
I think so. And, you know, eventually they signed, they got off of the U.S. Capitol label and they were signed on to the Capitol EMI in Canada in 1981. And under contract with them, they were obligated to tour for the first time. And they really didn't like playing live. So I think, like, you know, they had a good run for a few years and then they just kind of fizzled out after that. All of the musicians worked independently after that. And they did a couple of reunion performances over time. They had a reunion show in 2005. And then in 2011, they formed a new record label. But I haven't really been able to find much about their recent activity. It sounds like I looked, they have a Facebook page, but it hadn't been updated since 2014. So I don't know if they have... you know, if they're working with other artists on their new label or if they've just kind of like fizzled out again.
All right, Felicity, well, why don't we listen to your clip? What did you pick?
I picked Sir Bodsworth Rugglesby III. That's on side B. I think it is track number 3.
All right, so let's take a listen.
To track about the latitudes you do, well, likely you're a chip off old Sir Rugglesby. Well, he was quite a sporting sort, behind his cup of tea he snored. I'll wager on the line £10,000 and fine. I'm the only skipped across the seven brine this time, looking for a berth in naval history. 'Twas never heard nor seen again. Officially presumed is dead, but the words he left behind
All right. So first of all, the thing that I really like about this track is that Sir Bodsworth Ragoldsby III sounds like a name that I would have totally made up.
It really does. In fact, you've been calling one of our cats. What'd you call him? Mr. Bigglesby?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's just what he's going by right now. I didn't even recognize that it was due to the influence of this particular song.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting. I guess it's about some sort of legendary sea captain and somebody encountering him, I guess.
Yeah, he's the only guy to go to hell and back and come back alive.
Yes, I guess alive. I don't know. If he kind of only shows up under mystic circumstances in the ocean, is he really still alive? I don't know. But according to legend, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. What did you think, Pussy?
So, honestly, I picked the song because it sounds like Rolf from The Muppets. Like, the singing voice of Rolf and the dampened piano playing of Rolf.
Maybe his name is Sir Bodsworth.
Maybe. I mean, that even sounds like a song that maybe Rolf would make up and sing. And I think this song also, aside from reminding me of The Muppets, it also reminds me of Queen, who I guess would have been active about that time too in the late 70s. And they have like this sort of epic sound about them as well as some campiness. So I think that this song is like, you know, they're definitely not really taking themselves too seriously in this one. I like the background chorus of both men and ladies. It's just kind of like an interesting, slightly campy song. And again, like this kind of does fit in with like the psychedelic, like Sgt. Pepper's era Beatles.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, exactly. Kind of psychedelic and with kind of obtuse lyrics. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, overall, I really like this album. I mean, I feel like it's catchy with just a little bit of being a little bit bizarre. That gives it some interest. But overall, I think it, I don't know. It's, I mean, I guess it's both a pro and a con that it's, I mean, each of the songs has like a really sort of different sound to it. It's almost like, I don't know, like almost like a compilation album or something. And so I feel like it ends up being a little uneven. And even though I feel like it comes close to greatness a few times, it doesn't quite make it. So ultimately, I think it's good. And I mean, I listened to it a fair amount, but I think ultimately it is a little bit forgettable. What do you think, Felicity?
I don't know. Like, I like it. It is a little bit different from, like, the normal thing that I would pull out. But I appreciate that. Like, I agree with you that it's got, like, some catchy songs on it. It's a little bit bizarre. I'm also thinking about Of Montreal and, like, Elephant Six artists that have, like, all this wild instrumentation and, like, a little bit of non sequitur to their songs. So it is like, in a way, it is kind of up my alley, even though it's not something that probably I would have been on the lookout for and probably would just look over even if I saw the album, like, oh, this is some rando rock band, slightly psychedelic, and I would definitely have looked it over. So I'm glad that we have it. And in fact, we bought another Klaatu album, called Hope. It's their second album. And I like both of them. Like, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah, so overall, I guess, thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
All right. Well, for more about Klaatu and this album in particular, you can visit our show notes at livinginhifi.com/episode/49. As always, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at livinginhifi. For a longer correspondence, you can email us at feedback@livinginhifi.com. And stay tuned for next week when we have something that is, I don't know, I guess.
I think it's like the ultimate in exotica.
Yeah, it's a flissy pick for sure, and something that has a bit of an unexpected twist. So thanks for listening.